Moncrief on News Talk.
If you fancy chipping a song into the Eurovision, or if you imagine yourself pouring out your feelings to an enthralled crowd at the Three Arena, you could do worse than getting yourself along to Drogheda this Sunday, where there's a songwriting festival that includes workshops to help you hone your skills. But are events such as this exclusionary? Are they keeping people away with ridiculous entry demands, such as the ability to play a musical instrument or even sing? A man who's been referred to as Ireland's Barry Manilow by absolutely no one, Henry McKean, went along to see what musical magic he could create. Afternoon, Henry.
Sean, good afternoon. And yeah, it's true, I can't sing and I can't dance. One of my biggest regrets, unable to sing or dance. Yeah. I could learn, I suppose. It's still fine.
You can teach dance in a bit, but even sing in a bit, I suppose.
I would love to have that ability. I just think that would be so amazing. Yeah. I could just get up on the table and tap dance and then sit down again. That would just be great.
I'd pay cash money to see that. I really would.
But yeah, we're talking about songwriting today on the programme, because it's the first ever Drogheda Songwriting Festival between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. this Sunday, DroghedaSongwritingFestival.com. And they've got workshops, improv. When I say improv, I don't mean comedy improv. I mean improv songwriting.
Okay.
Games. They have a gala concert in the evening with Charlie McGettigan, Keith Burke, Suzanne Savage and S.J. McArdle. So we went along to try and figure out, how do you write the perfect love song? I know you love to sit down sometimes on a Sunday and try and, you know, write a love song.
Yeah.
A little bit of poetry.
Yeah. I never stop doing that.
So
yeah.
I got to meet co-founder Darren A. Flynn of the Drogheda Songwriters Festival. He is the co-founder with Jerry Hodges.
We started spitballing about how basically people find it hard to break that barrier of writing with somebody else, which is the thing. Like, co-writing is an amazing thing to do. It brings you into so many different places that you would never have gone with your own writing. But there's always a shyness about going, okay, I want to do this, but I don't know how to. And really the way you co-write is you just sit down with somebody and go, right, what do we do? Somebody starts and they go, oh, that's not a bad idea. And then the other person just joins in. But you need to get over that hump. And we thought, what would be a really good way to help people do that? And then we came up with the idea of maybe a festival where there's lots and lots of people who are exactly the same as you, which is really great, because then you have a really strong sense of collegiality. Anytime I've been in any sort of group like this before, what's really great about it is the fact that there's so many people there who do exactly what you do, and you don't need to explain to them what it is you do. I think an awful lot of songwriters, or artists in general, have a big problem with talking to people who are not in their headspace about what they do. Whereas when you're with other songwriters, there's a common language and, let's say, a common sense of purpose. So that's really what we want to engender, and we came up with the idea of the festival for that.
How do you write the perfect song?
I don't know. I don't think it's possible to sit down to write a perfect song. I think the creative impetus is more about you want to get something out. And then sometimes you write a song and it's an amazing song, and sometimes you write a song and it's not that great. Burt Bacharach said that he was asked once, how do you write a hit? And he said, if I knew how to write a hit, I'd only write hits. So you just have to go with it.
And we'd all be millionaires.
Exactly. Okay, well, let's write one now and we'll see what happens.
Ha! Darren, we're working on a jingle, because I love jingles. I've always wanted a jingle. Tell us, what did you come up with?
From listening to you on News Talk, I just thought of things that I know about you, so I'm going to put them in the jingle. So we'll see how it goes. Henry McKean. Oh, Henry, he's a writer, he's a lover, not a fighter. As journals go, there's no one brighter than Henry McKean. Welcome, Lexington, blah, 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 blah. There you go, that's almost what always happens.
That's pretty much me, though, blah, blah, blah. That's okay. A perfect jingle, I'm happy.
Wax his legs and dip him in chocolate. Since he's seen it all, he can't be shocked. As journals go, there's no one finer than Henry McKean. Henry McKean. Henry.
That's the Henry McKean jingle. You've heard it for the first time on this day. You have your own jingle now.
An exclusive. I thought I'd have to join BBC Radio 2 and use the BBC Orchestra.
Yeah, it kind of fell apart a bit in the middle.
Was
he just making that up?
Yeah.
Dipping your legs in chocolate, or were you doing that at the time?
I think he was looking at stuff I've done in the past, but I've never dipped my legs in chocolate. But I can if you want me to.
And that's a definite report idea.
Maybe Terry's chocolate orange would be nice.
Liquid? Where would you?
You'd melt it down.
But if you put your legs into it, would it be like when you have to take it off? Because you know, hair hardened on your legs.
Yeah.
Would it be like getting waxed?
It would actually. It would be like wax.
It'd be tearing off bits of chocolate with your hair in them,
and then you'd eat it.
No, you wouldn't. No, well, I suppose it wouldn't do any harm, but it wouldn't be very appetizing.
No,
I would have thought.
I know that I didn't sing there, but I'm going to try.
Okay, yes,
I'm going to try. I'm going to talk about myself in the third person.
Yes.
And I won't talk about the happiness index, but I will talk about myself in the third person.
Yes, indeed. So, I don't know who you're referring to there.
Henry McKean. I think it was something like that, but I just kind of talk when I sing. I can't
really
sing.
Well, that's what singing is, really. It's just talking to music.
Is it?
Just in a more...
Well, that's what the Pet Shop Boys do. They kind of just talk through it, which I love, by the way.
Yeah.
But I do love that. But I did get to speak to singer-songwriters and singers, starting with Dara Daly, a musician from Meath, and we talk about how do you write the perfect song?
I don't think it's possible. I think art isn't a thing that can be finished. It can only be up to a point where you can say it's finished and the point that you're happy. So even a perfect song is going to be perfect to you. It's not going to be perfect to the other person or the next person. So I think you just have to keep it perfect to yourself, and then that's how you stay happy and have a good song.
I like, it's kind of a sort of secret admission here, I like Christa Berg, Lady in Red.
I think my favourite love song would be Power of Love. I think Frankie Goes to Hollywood, but there was a version done on X Factor a couple of years ago, so I think that's how I found that.
I'm Ariel, and I come from Balbriggan, but originally from Italy. I've been writing songs and playing guitar and singing for, a couple of years now. I think that the perfect song doesn't exist. I think that the perfect feeling that a song can make you feel, that is something that is actually the audience, the receivers of that song can tell. To make a good love songs, you need a little bit of pain, I think.
So there's got to be pain. So do you have to have a breakup and then get back together and then another breakup to make sure the song's good?
No, well, actually, if we mean romantic love, so probably, that level of pain can be associated, with a breakup. But actually, more recently, I'm opening up to love in its broader meaning. And when you talk about a love song, it doesn't necessarily mean a romantic love, but it can be love for life, love for yourself, love for love itself. The last song I'm writing at the moment is called Love Carnage, just to give you a little idea.
Love Carnage.
Love Carnage, yeah.
Hello, my name is Marley Pegg. I'm 16, I'm a young singer, and I'm only new to songwriting recently.
So, Marley, you're just 16. When did you start singing?
I started singing at 8 years old professionally, but I was, only starting singing around 2, humming and stuff, so it's always been a big thing in my life. Nothing will be perfect eventually, but it'll be perfect to someone, it's always just going to be finished, and, you can just leave it at that, so... perfect is just something that is different to everyone. So, nothing will be perfect.
So what are you listening to on Spotify or what are you listening to on the record player right now?
Personally, myself, I listen to a lot of Arctic Monkeys. I like Fleetwood Mac, I really like Radiohead, The Smiths, The Cure. But it wouldn't be something that would be like an everyday listener for a 16-year-old now, so... I do listen to a lot of Sabrina Carpenter, Chaperone's very, very good, Adele, Beyonce, these are all really, really good modern day artists.
There you go.
Mm.
It's amazing was aware of it herself, how many actually name check there who were kind of recording before she was born.
Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
And she mentioned Chapel Rowan, and I tried to stay, young, and I listened to her new stuff there on a drive yesterday, and it was pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
It would be all new stuff because she's like new. 12. Yeah, and Sabrina Carpenter as well. So the whole point of this is that you were going to write, you were going to engage in a songwriting process to write a love song.
Yeah.
As was referenced there, were you drawing on a well of pain?
Well,
Henry?
This is it. You need to have that breakup, and you need to have you know, sheer misery inside to get the song out. But then again, you know, we heard about Love Carnage. It doesn't have to be Love Carnage. Love can be a celebration as well. So you can come up with that idea, but you also have to be able to write music and you have to be able to be very, very creative.
Tish-tosh.
If you had in my head.
Well, like, you know, I love her, but she snores. You know, can we, like, more contemporary kind of ideas in... I just plucked that out. Yes, that wasn't from a real life experience. But
And it's quite nerve wracking, especially co-writing and sitting down with someone and trying to write a song. But I gave these two beautiful, talented people, Dara Daly and Ariel, just 20 minutes to try and come up with a song on the spot.
So our song is called All or Nothing and is about love. That was the task. Love song.
Okay, so off you go. And where did you get the inspiration to write it?
I always like keep these notes on my phone of like concepts and stuff for songs. So like if I see a movie or like one of my friends is going through something, I'll like, I know that's bad, but I'll take the concept of like a struggler, like even if it's at a happy moment, I'll take the concept and write it down. So this one is kind of like being tied in with expectations to love and stuff like that, and just being wanting to be happy and just finding an outcome kind of thing.
So off you go.
Okay, great.
What's the melody for the first?
It was, what if I could run? Or something like that.
What if I could run? Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Yeah.
If I could run, it would be easier to go. Tell me when I'm done. Tell me there's some more. Am I wasting time on emotions? Please lift me higher. What did I do wrong? Is it all or nothing? I can't let it go. Is it all or nothing?
Oh, wow. Just like that. Amazing. There we go. Brilliant, brilliant. How does that feel?
It feels good. In short time, we actually came up with something, you know, that is workable.
Yeah.
Definitely not perfect, but workable.
For 20 minutes, that's really cool. And I'd love to actually see what will come with the songs.
Okay. What did I do wrong? Is it all? You could have just asked, what did I do wrong? Rather than, you know, writing a song about it. Was this your part in the creative process was then to come in and say, that was rubbish.
Yeah.
Let's start all over again.
My creative process was basically getting really talented people in a room and said, come on, off you go.
Yeah.
Bring them together. But
so
no,
did you do?
I tried to get involved. I did. I tried to write a sad love song or any type of love song. And perhaps I just want to say, I should have written it about my wife and I didn't. I lost creative control.
Well, you don't want to
control.
Write a sad love song
no,
about
your wife.
No,
it would have been happy.
Yes,
it would have been a happy one.
Yeah.
It would have been.
Yeah.
But I let the professionals take over. But I did. You can hear me here. I do try and chip in. Here is Darren A. Flynn, Jerry Hodges and Marley Pegg again.
Talking about writing a sad song. Jerry's playing some sad chords. And we're going to do something about your lover's moving in a different direction. You're not close anymore.
Yeah.
You've moved away.
Just dawned on you that what you thought you were all in the same boat going down the same river and they've jumped ship.
Okay, boat and river, that's a nice image. Okay, so then...
That's a nice image actually with those chords, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's kind of a...
Okay. And we have the river boing just behind us.
Yeah, the river boing is right there. Okay. Okay.
So there's a melancholy in that whole idea, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a melancholy in the chord. There's a melancholy in rivers flowing. What's the first thing you'd say to somebody who told you, it's not me, it's you? So it's over. That's what you said. Thank you. thought we were good. Seems I was wrong. Look around, our love is gone.
That's unreal. So that's, you just come up just, with it.
Yeah, and it's just take that scenario and how does that play out?
I thought that was wonderful, you know. And what did that's everyone think of the lyrics?
Setup. That's just
that's the setup. That's not the song.
That's not the song.
That's
no,
the beginning.
That's the beginning of a story. Okay. The story hasn't been told yet.
We
don't know the reasons. We don't know how you got to there, and we also haven't been able to relate to the central character who's talking. We have no empathy for them yet. Oh. All we've got is sadness. Yeah. I think the empathy is more important than the sadness for them.
How do you identify with them?
We've got to identify with them. Yeah, we've got to say something that allows the listener understand them.
Okay. And so how do you do that? How do you build that? I assume, were they writing about you, Henry? Was that, they were just looking at you and going, this is Henry's sadness.
We were there in Drogheda looking over the Boyne. It was pouring with rain. So
that'd make anyone sad.
There was, and the river was kind of swelling up. Everyone is fine in Drogheda. The river is still fine. But it made us feel, sad. And so it's over. You know, you're trying to get into that miserable sound that, and you know,
sound of the rain.
Sound of the rain, and
can't even go for a walk.
You're moving out. You're splitting up. One of you's chosen,
and you're going through the motions. All your stuff gets soaked as you're putting it into your back of your car.
And then I started thinking of Billy Joel. I was like, stop thinking of I'm moving out. Stop it. You need original thought here.
Yeah.
So this was going through my head to try and find a decent sound. And we continue, Sean, we continue to write the song. And Jerry Hodges says songwriting, you know, why that co-writing is so important.
For me, it is because since I don't know how long, I could sit with an idea and not know how to get to the second line. But if I'm in the room with other people, even if they don't open their mouth, something's coming off them.
Yeah.
It's their presence, it's their aura, maybe. But definitely, I reflect differently. And I think in those scenarios, I find myself able to flow a little bit, able to stream an idea.
And would you agree?
I would. You have to be brave about it, is the thing. And like, okay, because it's a bit nerve-wracking where you're going, ah! But you get into a river and you start to swim. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if you don't swim, then you go down. So it's that sort of vibe. Okay, we're here. What do we do? Oh, we've got this idea. Okay, go with it. It's the going with it is the thing. And then you're doing it. And then, oh, hang on. This is a song. And then you go, actually, this is not a bad song. Okay, this is a great song. My God, we've written a hit. But it starts from just going, okay, let's go.
Being a singer and being involved in this process, what do you think?
I think it's a great opportunity. You know, I'm only new to songwriting, you know, and personally, I think songwriting is very personal and it's kind of hard to get into, but working with these amazing people, you know, I can learn and, you know, I can learn to write, so.
So it's over, that's what you said. Still ringing in my head. Thought we were good. I was wrong. I look around, you're gone. So what we're doing there is trying to bring in another voice to give this a bit of a lift and some backing and harmony. So we'll walk through that a few times, we'll play it a few times. I'll end up probably singing it slightly different each time we do it, but we'll come across and we'll land on something where the, particularly now in this particular song and the mood that's in it, the backing harmony singer will find that sweet spot. We need to build the empathy for the character that's talking so that he can tell a story and illustrate it through so that the listener can find some part of that story that relates for them.
There you go. That's the Drogheda Songwriting Festival that's taking place this Sunday in, surprise, surprise, Drogheda.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.